How many websites do you use to get your daily dose of wrestling news and views? 3, 4, 5 or more? Do yourself a favor and make that number 1 by going to WrestleChat.net. Franklin Daniel and his staff bring you the most comprehensive wrestling headlines all day, every day. Plus, WrestleChat brings you informative and entertaining podcasts like the Still Real to Us Show, the Bauer Show Podcast, and the North American Wrestling Connection each and every week. For up-to-date wrestling news and insightful wrestling views, there's only one site to turn to, and that's WrestleChat.net, your pro wrestling news source. The following program is a CLW83.com production. For 7 years.
7 years.
300 episodes and counting.
300 episodes.
The North American Wrestling Connection.
The NAWC.
Professional wrestling's recognized leader in talk entertainment. And now, WrestleChat.net, the freaking awesome network, and CLW83.com present the North American Wrestling Connection, your home for informative and entertaining wrestling discussion since 2007. Sanctioned this week by the following:
Iron Sheik, Real or Jabroni. This is one of my favorite games with a very special twist this time. The Sheik was in New York this weekend to get roasted, so we sent our pal Jesse Joyce to Caroline's to get in on the action. I'm going to name a topic for 250 points. You tell me if Iron Sheik likes it by saying the real or he hates it, the jabroni, and then I'm going to show you how the Iron Sheik actually responded to each of these topics. First one, Kim Jong-un. How's he feel about Kim Jong-un? Nikki.
I hope the jabroni.
Well, you never know. Let's find out.
Oh, another big time jabroni. Yesterday he got me the f***ing cat. I wish I see him, and I beat the f*** out of him, and I even give him a bolo.
Unless I'm... This sounds like a dream I had once, but I feel like the Iron Sheik just threatened to give Ebola to Kim Jong-un. I don't know how he was going to do that. Next one, an old favorite, Paula Deen. What does the Sheik really think about Paula Deen, John?
Being totally new to this man and his phrases. Jabroni. Jabroni.
Jabroni? Let's find out.
Paula Deen, I know you from South Georgia, Savannah, whatever you're... Live over there. I know you have a cheeseburger. What do you call it? The Jesse tits?
Yeah, cheeseburger tits? Absolutely.
Exactly.
All right. Well, last one. I'm very excited to find out about this. How's he feel about me, Chris Hardwick? Let's find out. Yes, John.
I'm guessing because you brought this man back into relevance after many years away that he's going to call you the real.
Let's find out.
You can go f*** yourself and have a good day.
So now... Okay, first of all, I'm honored. Secondly, I'm very confused because he ended it with a have a nice day, so... I think both? I don't know. I'll give you points, John Mulaney. I guess both.
The Sheiky baby knows what's the real. But he still hasn't found out about my show, and I'm not sure how I feel about that. But points to all of us here at the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman, and here around the table tonight, we will start all the way up in the Big Apple with Jason Block.
Let me just tell you something. It sucks that I was not able to go to those shows this week. Midnight at Midnight is an awesome show, and you should check it out, and it is the real. So...
And not that far away from you, sir, is our sound man who put this intro together, Jim Williams.
Oh, I'm with you, Jason. If I had the opportunity to do it all over again, I'd like to go to New York as well and see Sheik. Because Sheik was in town for a roast, matter of fact. He's into the roasting now. So I'm telling you, we've come a long way from Alan King and the like, and Dean Martin, you know?
Yeah.
They're doing pirouettes in their graves, I think, over this. So, but God bless Sheiky Baby. And he has a documentary coming out next month, so.
And finally, all the way down in the semi-sunny sunshine state, Mr. Chris Waters. Chris, where'd you go?
Christopher.
Well, he...
Mute is frozen.
Testing, testing.
There
we go. Let it go.
I think the Sheik tried to make my microphone humble or something. I don't
know. Ah, there we go.
Points.
Points.
That's why we will never have him on the show. That, and then we have to put this as the old Gene Aguilera warnings at the beginning of it all the time.
Yes.
The good news is that we don't have to worry too much about all that. The bad news is, and this isn't even on my format, but I came across a picture a couple days ago of Mr. Barrett wearing Santino's Svengali gear from a Rumble poster a couple of years ago.
Ooh.
So I think he's going to be the one. He's going to be the one for the Royal Rumble ad, and I can hear him. I see some very bad news in your future.
Well, that's one way to promote the show, and I think I'd like it.
Absolutely.
Sold.
That is good news for everybody.
Now, the network has been enjoying their mantra of free, 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 free. That's great, but weren't you guys supposed to debut in the United Kingdom like the beginning of October?
Ah, it's coming out to November 1, Michael!
Oh.
Yeah,
well, well about yeah. that.
Yeah, and here's the scary part about all this. 20 minutes before the launch in the UK... there was a tweet sent out saying, we're not on, and it's not going to come on indefinitely. There have been rumors as to why, and I've heard things.
Oh, I've heard a couple of things, too.
I just don't know what went wrong.
Well, that's one of them.
What else have you heard, Jason?
I have heard that they are still negotiating with Sky, Sky Television, to sort of either be a partner or be a distributor or a backer or something.
To the point that they would actually make it a channel on their television service, as opposed to just as it is.
You mean like Rogers in Canada?
Correct, yes.
But hopefully with more content than they have.
Well, Rogers is too busy, you know, with their 12-year hockey woo-hoo-hoo ref cams for everybody.
So, yeah, they were supposed to launch this during the tour, which is going on right now. And if I may say it, Nikki, it's a clusterfuck. On epic proportions.
Major fail.
Oh, I'll give you. This is the size of the fail, folks.
What?
And there went Big Ben.
What the heck was that?
That was a building collapsing.
Oh wow! Oh, good God! Yeah,
this
man.
Is not just cans, ladies and gentlemen. This is the whole.
This is BigBenTower.AIFF.
Yeah. Down Mine. She goes. Yes. So with the network not being available in the UK, the only way they're going to be able to see them is while they're running about in various cities over the next 2 weeks.
It's interesting because depending on who you believe, Sky is blaming WWE. WWE may be blaming Sky. It's just, it's as if this was not well thought out. Gee, what a shock.
And with those two pointing fingers at each other, when that usually happens, then the lawsuits, then the whole thing kind of blows up. No.
Put it to you this way. The networkers had a bumpy enough launch as it is. They didn't need this. Not even close.
No.
And then going out on television to the world, you could get the network for free. Not in London, not in Norwich, not in Birmingham.
Not in Liverpool.
Exactly.
So if you want to see WWE in Liverpool, you're going to have to actually attend the show.
Mm-hmm. Or, I have three letters for you, and us computer geeks know what this is. VPN.
So apologies to our friends in the UK that you do not have your network yet, but you know there are many means necessary to go find it. But I leave it at that because I don't need to get in any more trouble than I already am.
CLW83 cares.
So speaking of networks and honchos, a wild Vince McMahon appears. He uses shill.
Yeah. Oh God. Plus 10. Okay. Yeah. Plus 10 shill. Yes.
But this was actually a good move. This was something that to add a little sizzle to the steak of Survivor Series. Vince laid down the gauntlet that Team Authority would face Team Cena. The winner gets control. Now,
not necessarily. I don't think he said the winner takes control. He's just said if the Authority loses, they're done. That was the only thing he said.
They
never said that Team Cena would be in control. The more important thing is the Authority disbanding. Oh, and speaking of that, oh my goodness. Hey, Jim, your boy posted something very interesting on WrestleChat about that.
Oh, do tell.
There were a lot of people looking at how Stephanie looked on the show.
You don't mean, do you?
Yeah, I do. Okay.
And I think I might have another source to confirm that.
Oh, do you now?
Is she due in July?
Not sure.
Okay.
But let me, I'm going to try.
Well, after that outfit she was in her match, just throwing it out there, you know.
Well,
let me just say this. The evil boss, Dr. Levesque, is still looking for his son.
Yeah, well, go look outside on a sunny day. You might find it.
Ooh.
Ow.
Yes. I admit it. I'm an asshole. Okay?
Actually, I'd have a better sound for that, but it would take me a while to find it.
Well, it's not worth it. Right.
No. No, it would have been another one that was actually aimed at Stephanie. Even a 747 looks small when it's flying through the Grand Canyon.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
But yes, yeah. I do believe Stephanie is expecting her fourth.
Aww. Well, good for another princess. Yes.
Will we finally get a Prince of Kings?
Yes, this is for C.J. Quinn's talked about this. There was speculation last night, talking Monday, during Raw, that Stephanie is set to talk off from WWE to have another baby. Users on social media reacted to Stephanie's seemingly larger figure and maternity-style dress on the show. Take the speculation for what it's worth, but the opening segment also featured Vince McMahon putting down the stip that should lead to Stephanie's exit from WWE TV. Coincidence? It could be, but fans are now speculating she's pregnant and is about to take time off. She already has three daughters, and they thought they'd like a boy, so... And a lot of people tweeted about that.
Okay. And I have another person that I talked to who I have my sources, let's mm-hmm. just say, who told me this the other night. And I'm like, I didn't even notice.
Okay.
I was too busy watching Vince not only put the authority in their place.
Yeah.
Then do something that if you had told me was going to happen, if you told me in 2010 this was going to happen, I would have told you you were crazy. Vince McMahon shaking hands with Happy Scary Dean.
Blew my mind.
You had a very apt meme on the NAWC yes. Facebook page. That's all I'm going to say.
For those of you who are interested, look up WWE memes on Facebook, and you will find what we are referencing.
Because it's true. It's damn, damn true. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, now, sir.
Happy Scary Dean is dealing with Creepy Scary Bray, and I can't tell who's winning right now.
The fans are winning, but yeah.
The fans are winning, because huge props to the Peep Show segment on SmackDown with, you know, Christian asking some pretty run-of-the-mill questions to Dean, who's like, you know, are you going somewhere with this? Or are we just killing time until Bray shows up? Poof. And
Bray channels his inner horror villain by the end of it.
Just the fact that he's managed to learn how Undertaker teleports is beautiful.
Indeed.
And when the lights come up, he's right behind Dean, who's standing there going, where the hell did he go?
Yeah, Bray moves pretty fast for a guy his size.
So, I'm thoroughly intrigued. They have my attention. Besides, they need to get some excitement going on, because apparently there's a slight pause going on regarding the authority and Mr. Orton. Randy doesn't want to be on Team Authority.
Mm-mm. Oh, no. That was made evident this week. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
And I like the way it continued to play. They went ahead, you know, we had seen all the static with Orton and Rollins, which led to a very, very good main event.
And your old rule that you've said a few times on paper review, nobody wins on a backslide, was proven wrong.
Yeah, I know. The hell? Not that it matters. The real winners were the fans.
Yay.
So we got to watch Randy Orton be under everybody's boots.
Out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know. Look, I have been saying for a while that Orton's work has been really good the past 6 months. It really has been. And I think the way they've been doing this has been a very good slow burn, really good stuff. And the way they got him off TV was the same way they pretty much got him off TV. Got Ambrose off TV.
Curb stomping. Yeah.
Yeah, curb stomping. But it was great. It was great. It was really good stuff. And Orton bled, which was even better.
Blood, as the story permits, we're slowly peeling back towards, you know, into things. Blood means something.
It's not superfluous, as it were.
Right. And they, you know, they had him completely written out so he can go shoot a movie. And Jason, don't take my context wrong. I appreciate that Orton has been doing much better in recent months. The fact that he's trying, the fact that, you know, this slow burn towards becoming face, he will be face when he returns, which is fine.
Even though he doesn't like it.
I know he doesn't like it, but They need faces. The problem is we might go a little overboard and end up with too many faces. Though Cesaro is trying to insist his way in.
Yeah, and he hit a wrecking ball on Friday.
Mm. Oh boy, did he. Now, speaking of said wrecking ball, he's supposed to go head-to-head with John Cena on Monday.
Who's Cena Ryback?
This is supposed to be a match. I thought it would just be a segment where the two of them are going to shake hands because Ryback's back to being his crazy over face that he was in 2012.
He's as over now as he was before they turn him heel. Which is scary. Mm-hmm. Scary. And that's scary quick. This is 2 weeks.
Exactly. That's the thing. When they turned him, nobody wanted to boo him. We didn't understand. It wasn't an organic turn. We didn't want to hate him. We loved watching him kill people.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
What about the face turn is even though he's a lot like he was before the heel turn, he does have elements of his heel personality, just not that many of them.
No, he's still going to, he's still a mouthy, he's still a mouthy meathead when he's in the ring.
Yeah, on Superstars, he and Curtis Axel had a fun little breakup segment.
The two of them mutually agreed to part ways, thus not affecting their orientations, face heel. And do you remember the list of tag teams they came up with? I mean, he came up with some big names, and then they had Maven and somebody, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, I'd have to rewatch the video, but I'll link the video in there, so either after the show or if they want to mute it a little bit, they can watch it. Here, let me pull it up there, and badoom.
Thank you. So Ryback's is done for now.
And they celebrated in Mexico before they left. They parted ways.
And apparently, Axel got stuck on the wrong side of the border. Just like Shane Helms missed a flight. And posted it on Facebook. Rookie mistake and a facepalm selfie. But I'm getting off topic.
Couldn't he have just flown over there? Oh, wait.
He wanted to conserve his energy. I'm guessing he was going for a gig. Hey! Next time, knock, Ethan.
Oh, sorry. I'm couching.
Couch gating.
Banana.
Yes, bananas. And a pound of bananas.
Oh, yeah, there was lots of bananas, too. So.
Okay. So, since you're here, let's get your opinion about Vinnie Mac putting the Authority on a hot seat for Survivor Series.
I don't think I've seen bigger bait than that.
Whoops, what did I do?
I'm seeing the reel. It's coming out here, and it says "Lol, Cena wins."
Pretty much. Also, another little piece of potential is that Stephanie might be expecting.
Ethan, what do you think?
That might be a reasonable reason to... a very legitimate reason to get her off camera, but it would still leave... It kind of leaves a thing for the succession of power, and I would logically think that would go back to Vince.
I don't know if I want Vince on my TV regularly or not. I like him in small doses.
I like him in small doses too, but you gotta have somebody to take over.
I want a Tunney role kind of on TV. I'm sick of the heel Authority figures that are over there. Just get somebody that they have in the back that they can pull out when big things are needed, but he's neutral either way. They got to change up with the times.
Therefore, he is not the champion.
Right. Heck, they can do that with Sting. He's not doing much right now.
Personally, I want Raw's anarchy again.
Mm. Yeah, but Batista's not there for a fan to run in front of him and do the machine gun taunt.
We do that to Fandango.
First we gotta find Fandango.
That's true. He is quite missing.
Unless, I think he might on a Supers or something. That's close enough to being missing.
I thought I saw Fandango on Instagram, but no, it was one of Natalia's cats dressed as Fandango for Halloween. I am not kidding either. That's, yeah.
Cat Dango.
Da da meow meow
meow
meow meow
meow meow meow meow meow meow.
I have two cats here who have no comment.
Thank you.
Now, team authority so far is Rollins, Kane, and the Stooges. No,
I would love if they got in the match in their old gimmicks.
I would love to see Jamie and Mercury out there, personally. I understand why not, but...
Jamie back in his Hick outfit, and Mercury back in the Eminem outfit.
Somewhere, Morrison is laughing at him from Lucha Underground, because it just doesn't work when you're bald, Joey. Cena only has one member selected so far, and that's Ziggler. And they haven't had a chance really to connect on this.
Yes, Cena wasn't even on Raw, and you noticed Raw went up 300,000 viewers.
Case in point.
And that winners of that little exchange is the fans.
Yes.
Yes, there you go.
Jerry! And Jerry Springer is at the Casa de Muslin. Well.
And selling for the network, apparently, because it's $9.99.
Yes.
Is that who I think it is in the background?
Yes, it's Lex.
Yeah, that is Lex Icon.
That's right.
Truly one of the great wrestling managers in the history of our sport that nobody's ever heard of. No, I'm kidding.
See, at least they've heard of me. Anyway,
yeah, they've heard of your checks, but what?
They're Mexican jumping beans, they are.
Stop that!
Ole Maggle!
Mexico's greatest export.
That does it.
Twilight, get my rope.
Oh my.
It's totally legit. Oh my.
All right.
Moving on quickly.
Yes. Well, there's a reason why Cena and Ziggler really haven't connected, actually. Because Cena was out in L.A. this week filming Parks and Rec for NBC. Corporate Synergy.
That show's still on the air? Wow.
Well, for now.
Well, it's NBC. Yeah, true.
No, I said, it's for now. They've officially said they're pulling the plug.
Oh, yes.
Series finale, Ron Swanson blows up City Hall.
Series finale, Cena wins.
Of course.
But one of the other reasons I bring up Ziggler, and Jim, you should appreciate this. If you listened carefully to how the evil boss, Dr. Levesque, was talking to him, Meta H strikes again.
Oh.
Where he was making a bunch of comments along the lines of, I know that you haven't been able to get the opportunities that you want. You really want to be the one on top. You know, Cena's never going to let you do that. You know, we can get you there. The authority will definitely get you there.
We'll do anything you need. Anything you want, you got it. Well, except that, doll.
Except that. To which Ziggler already could see through the bullshit. pretty much gave them an answer along this lines. Oh, you're going to promise me all that?
You're a lying sack of crap, and you know it.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I think he took notes from a former participant of what he could say after that.
No, I don't have that handy.
All I was going to say is he looked over at Seth Rollins like, yeah, and he's Money in the Bank, and what's he doing? Yeah, pretty much.
Rollins is biding his time.
And stealing more of Caitlyn's hair dye, yes.
Well, she's not using it anymore. So.
Well, I know, but yeah.
But yeah, that whole Triple H segment, I was hearing Triple H being played by Ian McDermott during there.
Hmm.
I was just very impressed. Where he, you know, where essentially all the things that Ziggler had been complaining about, I think about this time last year, is now part of storyline.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where, okay, you've eaten all your shit sandwiches, now we'll push you.
Yeah. Meta H, yes.
Meta H is the best Triple H.
Yeah, oh, and by the way, did you say, and then, are you gonna, what did he mention, Instagram and Twitter again? I think, during this segment?
I forget. I know he threw some social media stuff in there, and I was like, attaboy.
Yeah.
Only he had said tout, oh wait.
No, not quite.
Tout, let it all out.
What else can I talk about? I'm going to skip all of the diva drama. Yes, all of the diva drama.
You're very smart for doing so.
Can I say something since I haven't been on the show in a while?
Sure.
I am kind of liking that even though it's from Total Divas and it's a storyline here, I'm liking that Tyson Kidd's actually getting somewhat of a push because of all this.
He got the bonus of actually beating Sheamus.
Yes.
By using or abusing, depending on who you ask, his wife.
AKA the Macho Man Macho Man method of doing things, as you've seen, Nikki.
Yeah. And Tyson Kidd, you know, as somebody had mentioned on the fan boards, is essentially doing Teddy Hart.
Hmm.
Well, he beats Sheamus, and it's all about me now. And he's bragging about, he brags about it and, you know, tries to shut down, you know, none of this Natty's husband crap. You know, I'm somebody. Look who I beat on Monday. I softened up Sheamus for the bonus footage. Now, Tyson didn't do this, but I'm doing it. For the bonus footage for the reaction. But to get people to sign up for the network, hey, we're going to have a U.S. title match right after Raw over here.
Right over here. Come on, look. Look over here.
Look, network. Network.
Network clap. Let's do the network clap, everybody.
So, I make the reaction joke because we discussed this, Jason. It's not desperate, but damn.
The word, the password is blatant, okay? As in, they're hitting you over the fucking head basically saying, buy the network. There is a very thin line between blatant shill and desperate, and they're cutting it close with this.
But by the same token, don't you think they should have been doing this sort of thing, putting decent quality matches on the network after Raw, an exclusive match for a while now?
Yes, yes, agreed. 1,000%. Nikki, you agree too, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
To a point. Actually, I liked what they were doing up to this point, where they were having specials, where they were doing, you know, where they would debut new content, where what they're doing next week is they're going to be bringing out a whole bunch of ECW stuff. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
including a one-on-one with my dear Uncle Paul and Joey Styles. That everybody better be watching. Anyway. I guess I'm just... The first thing I thought of, like I said, was TNA Reaction. Which, you know, in not to TNA's defense, but this was the only way that TNA sometimes could get enough wrestling on their show.
Mm-hmm.
Including one night where they had 16 minutes of match on Reaction, and they only had 6 minutes in the first 2 hours. Yeah. So as long as WWE doesn't do that, I'm fine. They can have bonus matches on the network. And this wasn't a bad idea to go ahead and get the belt moved to Rusev, which will make him even more desirable for the authority.
If and Putin will allow.
I wish, and I don't think Vince, I don't even think Vince can pull this off. While they're overseas, they actually go to Russia and meet with some honchos. Even if they don't get Putin himself, who I think would do it just for the lulz.
I mean, like, actually apply to meet with some sort of Russian, have Rusev and Lana go over to Russia.
Yes.
Have them fly over for a day.
Yes.
Bring in a Putin impersonator, you know, if they can't get to anybody official, and make it happen.
That would be awesome. I'd love to see him do it.
That's worth some money. That is worth putting money down for.
Rusev Machka.
Yeah. I think it would be hilarious if they actually was able to pull something off like that.
Mm.
So
that's what happened. You let America down, damn it.
Plus, I don't want JBL to see a single frame of that footage.
How dare it? He's got the American belt, Michael. Come on now.
Actually, there was a Photoshop out there of the U.S. title redone into the Russian title.
Oh.
Let me see if I can find it real quick.
Oh, that could be fun.
That would be very good. Although, if they want to make a really nice callback, they revise it to the European Championship.
Oh, yes.
Or get Lance Storm's permission to borrow some stickers.
There you go.
If you could be serious for just a moment. Yeah.
The Saskatchewan Hardcore Invitational title?
Yes, please.
Oh, come on. Where was it?
And of course, we all know why Stu Hart decided not to have that belt named after him because of that.
And I can't find the picture.
No.
Chris, where the hell in the Pics and Gifts thread was it?
I haven't been in the Pics and Gifts thread in a while, so.
That is fertilizer.
Damn it. Anyway, I have seen it, and I'm going to have to... That might be gone. That might be the one that actually says bandwidth exceeded. Oh, well. But since I couldn't find that, have this picture of how hard they're hitting us over the head with the $9.99 in the free month of November.
Did you mention
it? Oh, good Lord.
Out of nowhere. Yes.
The good news is...
That is not something I want to see in an advertisement. I'm sorry. No.
That is a slippery slope if ever there was one.
And we know why it's slippery.
You know what? I have to respond to image in kind.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. No. See, these are the inside jokes nobody gets. Oh, my God.
I am not explaining that to the listening audience for good reason.
For damn good reason.
Ethan, you're sick.
And?
Oh, you know what? I like that. I like that.
What, the second image?
No, the first one.
Oh, thank goodness. I was going to say, you're not well in the head if you like the second one.
I don't know what the second one means, but okay, fine. So.
Well, just don't bother then.
Okay, fine.
Let it go.
Let it go, let it go.
Let's just say 34.
Okay, gotcha. Oh. Oh, jeez!
And there goes Jason Block down the slope.
Good night, everybody. Shake it off. Shake it off.
Good night, everybody. Thanks for joining NAWC for all these years.
FAP. Oh, God. All right, fine. Anyway.
Oh, great. That'll be a new faction. Anyway.
Yeah.
Don't but it'll be Russo ideas.
He doesn't need any more. Thank you.
But we, you know, that actually, believe it or not, was not the biggest WWE news of the week. All this stuff that we talked about.
Yes, Bo Dallas got injured. No, wait.
No. And Titus O'Neil's on NXT, but that's not the news either, I'm sure.
Nope.
Are we talking about the worst kept secret known to man?
Yes. Yep.
Something that was leaked way back over the summer, and then, oh, let's just put the pause button on that until football season is over.
Yep.
Because you know what? It's about time to fight on Thursday night, Mackle.
Yes, this worst kept secret turned into, okay, fine. Yes, we're going to do it. So, JBL, it's we fight on Thursday nights, Mackle.
Yep.
Over under on him actually saying Friday nights in the first month.
Zero because
it's exactly it's in the can.
It may be in the can already, but I want to if he'll say it on the live feed, but they'll dub it.
Somebody get me the live feed just for nothing else. I want to see some more wild lines.
And the funny thing about all this is that I looked up. I saw a note on there. Apparently, Canada's going to get it on Wednesday nights instead.
Yep.
So he may not even reference Thursday nights at all.
Yeah. Either way, it won't be the same without the Oval entrance.
Tend to agree. Tend to agree.
Now, here's the question, though. Good move or bad move for sci-fi?
Potentially bad, I think. They've carved their niche. I think they've carved their niche on Friday nights, and it's the highest rated thing on the network, if I'm not mistaken. It just makes sense. Why ruin a good thing? Number one, and number two, you're going to deal with football next year, and you can't tell me you're going to be able to compete with NFL football on a broadcast network or on NFL Network for those 3 to 4 months of the year. It just doesn't make sense.
Well, they were doing it before years ago.
Yeah, well,
that was before the NFL was doing games regularly
every Thursday night.
Right, but they were you still had games in college.
Yeah, but college is not pro football. Nothing is compared to the NFL.
Depends on what state you're in.
I'm just looking at TV ratings. That's all I'm looking at.
I'm just saying, it depends on what state you're in. Because if you're in Ohio, if you're in Florida...
Texas, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Michigan. College football's a thing.
Oh, I don't question if it's a thing or not. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
I can attest to seeing Florida Gator Jell-O molds at the supermarket I work at.
With the Jell-O and the pudding pop.
Yeah.
But I actually think this could work, but I do agree with Jim. Why waiting after football? Because remember, we don't know what the NFL package is going to be. I mean, CBS did, the ratings were huge, weren't they?
Yes, but it was a one-year deal, so it may go to a different network next year.
Like
it could Fox? It could go to Fox or NBC or, whoever.
Do you think that the just excuse me.
Because this was like a $250 million deal for 1 year for the NFL.
Wow.
For 8 games and 1 or 2 Saturday games.
But the ratings were off the chart, right?
Oh, absolutely, even though the games were crappy. That's what I'm saying. Thursday night football, whether we like it or not, is a thing, and that's going to eat away everything else on television. That's why I'm trying to bring it back to the wrestling thing. I mean, they touted it in the press release. 3.1 million people watch SmackDown every Friday night. Do you think you're going to get those kind of numbers on Thursday night? The answer is absolutely not. The numbers are going to suffer.
The numbers will suffer, but they'll still be better than Impact.
Which I don't think is even going to be existing in 2015.
Watching Nikki's checks bounce on television gets a higher rating than Impact. So everything is relative.
Yeah, for her it is relative.
Oh, jeez.
And again.
Boo!
Anyway.
Oh, you don't need to boo twice.
No, I had to boo you, and then I had to boo Chris.
Oh, still.
If I had the sound effect for it, I would also zap Chris, but I'm not going to do that.
Well.
Moving it back to Thursday nights is going to help us. And you're right, the football thing is going to be a little touchy for them. But they're already competing. They compete with Monday Night Football with Raw.
True.
And they still manage to draw close to 4 million people.
But sci-fi doesn't have as much carriage as USA.
Admitted.
I'd be inclined to disagree. Sci-fi and USA probably have the same amount of distribution. They're both major NBC Universal networks.
Well, that's true.
They are just as ubiquitous. They are equally ubiquitous, as I'm trying to say.
I understand.
Now, it'll be a conflict of interest if NBC picks up those Thursday night games.
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely.
Vince will blow a gasket if they do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's doing all this rearranging so they can put SmackDown on Thursdays, and he says, ooh, that's going to interfere with NXT. We'll move NXT back over to Wednesdays. What about Superstars? Nobody's watching that anyway. So,
damn right.
Okay, somebody here is actually watching it. Raise your hand, Chris. I know you are.
I've kind of fallen behind in it, but I will be catching up in a bit.
So Vince is shuffling his schedule around. Now, it's easier for him because NXT and Superstars and Main Event is all network anyway, so he can put them wherever he wants. But his B show that is still out on broadcast television, you can't play around with that because that's ad revenue he needs.
Mm-hmm.
He can't live off of 730,000 people paying $10 a month, knowing that there's another 700,000 out there that probably aren't paying for it at all. But that's not my business.
Indeed.
But do you want to know something? Business is about to pick up come January, actually. Oh, boy. Anybody here fans of New Japan Wrestling?
Yes. Let me pull my thing up about this. And I forgot to ask. I should ask my buddy about this again. Jeff Jarrett and Global Force have teamed up with New Japan. And essentially, it is two companies working New Japan's WrestleMania, a.k.a. Wrestle Kingdom. Now, it would air here at 2 o'clock in the morning, which is 4 o'clock local time for them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. It will be available through pay-per-view providers like DirecTV, Dish, UVerse, Comcast, Fios, and all cable systems in the States, Bell Express U through Canada, Rogers, Shaw, Saskatel, and Telus. They'll probably draw 40,000 fans. I'm reading the article you gave me, Jason, and is this supposed to be other legends that have appeared on the show or are going to appear on the show?
No, this is had appeared on the show.
Okay, because okay. I was going to say, there is no way on God's green earth Vince is going to let Hogan, Dusty, Sting, Lesnar.
Yeah, exactly. And what happens is that this is also going to air a second time in prime time at 7 o'clock if you don't want to stay up for it. If you don't want to see it live. Okay? And, yeah, this is big. This is huge. I think. Don't you?
I do, and I'm curious about it, and I'm I don't know what Jarrett told them, but this is huge. This is the perspective of this to me is if ECW in say 1998 showed up and worked WrestleMania. Might have made that WrestleMania better. Anyway, was that X7? I don't want to disparage X7 because that is the.
Mm-hmm. No, 98 was 14 where Austin won the title.
Right.
Okay, then yeah, I'd love to have ECW in there. Anyway, but the fact that Global Force is just getting off the ground and New Japan is a big deal. Granted, only diehards here in this country would follow Pudyasu. New Japan, All Japan, 01.
Although you might have some older fans from the NWA WCW years remember the name New Japan because they have had a few crossovers back in those days.
Which explains some of the names that were on the list.
Yes.
I said, Hogan's been there, Dusty's been there, Sting's been there, the Steiner brothers have been there, Randy Savage, God love him, God's got him, has been there. Lesnar was there, and I believe he was their champion for a little while.
Yes, and that was a gorgeous belt that he had.
Muda, Kabuki, Masahiro Chono, just huge stuff. They're going to have a North American announced team, which wasn't JR approached about this?
They were. He is. I don't know if he's going to do it. Of course, the big thing is, of course, the Bullet Club, which, by the way, is the hottest faction in the world right now. Absolutely. By far. When you bring people like AJ Styles, Jeff Jarrett, Luke Gallows, who has done some of his best work right now in New Japan. With this.
We miss you, big man. But keep doing whatever you're doing because you're doing it right. But yeah, this is big. So if you are a fan of independent wrestling, if you follow the Bullet Club, if you're curious about Global Force, or if you just feel like watching wrestling at 2 o'clock in the morning, I've done it before. Here you go.
But since we've mentioned the Bullet Club, by the way,
yes,
I would like to offer a little early kind of plug for people who have the network. Watch NXT this week. Former leader of the Bullet Club has debuted finally.
Yes. Was he didn't paint up for it, did he?
I've only heard of it. I'll have to check it out, but I know he has debuted and he helped the former Kenta out.
So, at this point, the internet, it was probably crapping their pants. Anyway.
Yes.
But the sad thing is, apparently, WWE kind of muted the crowd a little bit. Because how it happened on the live event, from what I've heard, the name of Devitt comes up on the screen, kind of like when Kenta first came in and he changed his name.
Yeah.
Then it shifted over to his new name, Finn Balor, or Balor.
And then the crowd booed it.
No, the crowd was still cheering like crazy, and then he comes out and they're still going. They stay quiet in the TV version. Well, TV, you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
He stayed quiet until he actually comes out. Then they activate the noise. I don't know why they did it like that, but you never know.
That's okay. I'm going to definitely have to go back and take a look at this. I have been bad, very bad. I should be watching NXT. Bad Nikki, yes. Anyway. Oh. What else? Oh. How could I forget one of the most epic feuds that is going on right now? After all, they were able to find R-Truth to get involved. R-Truth is actually stirring shit up between Adam Rose and his bunny. What?
I hate that bunny.
What?
Okay, on Raw, R-Truth comes across the Adam Rose Experience.
Hold on, I think that was the Halloween SmackDown, just for the record.
For the Halloween SmackDown, okay, that's where it started. On the Halloween SmackDown, R-Truth approached Adam Rose and the entire Experience and made a comment about somebody in his group overshadowing him, which made me laugh because I noticed R-Truth didn't have little Jimmy with him. So this week on SmackDown, R-Truth had a match with Adam Rose, and of course the whole group's over there, partying as the match goes on. R-Truth does the bunny hop in the ring, and the bunny's like, cool, and starts doing it too.
He's going from Jimmy to a bunny.
Yes. Because the Master Partyman was not pleased at the bunny's antics and nearly punched his head off.
Silly rabbit.
Tricks are for kids. Anyway,
but then Adam laughed it off and the party took off with the bunny reluctantly hopping along behind. So yes, could this mean that the bunny is
for dramatic effect
breaking away, becoming his own man or bunny?
He's gonna join the Gobbledygooker and the Swagger Eagle in the office that I saw on a commercial on the network one time.
Oh my goodness!
Although speaking of such duplicity, I saw a joke thread on the Freaking Awesome Network about what they need to do with a Thanksgiving special and the fact that Ryback is involved.
Oh, dear God. A cooking special?
No. This is what I see, and I think this was one of the posts. We start the Thanksgiving SmackDown where they've got catering, working overtime, putting together this huge spread that's supposed to be for the entire roster. And over the course of the night, a couple of promos are cut on about it. The announcers talk about it and probably argue over the fact that they're stuck at the table, so they can't go back there and eat any of it. And say halfway through the show, we cut back there and there isn't a crumb left to be had. But the only person sitting at the table is Ryback. Casually wiping his mouth with a napkin.
And just looking at everybody going, what?
What to do, everybody? What to do?
I did look up and says, is there any more pie?
By the way, I do have some news. For those, we were talking about this. At Levi Stadium next week.
Okay.
Because WrestleMania season is almost upon us, you see.
Yes, the official on sale is next weekend.
Yes, a week from November 8th as we record this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But there's going to be an on-sale party from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Intel Plaza at Levi Stadium. They're going to be an autograph signing with Daniel Bryan, Bad News Barrett, Booker T, Charlotte, Rosa Mendez, and Tyler Breeze. And the special appearances will be made by Hogan and Jimmy Hart. And the party will be co-hosted by Sensation Corey Graves and Christian Litke, who is the Access announcer. And the first opportunity to get WrestleMania 31 merchandise, DJ will be playing. And that's for the March 29th show. So we'll see how that goes.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Ethan, you going?
If I can afford to, I'm going to try.
Okay. Just throwing it out there.
Oh, yeah. I'm really thinking about it.
It's a six-hour drive. It ain't that bad, right?
Or a 45-minute flight if I was really being lazy.
Really? Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Let's see. Mythbusters covered this.
Yeah, okay. But, oh, and another, we're going to have another pro wrestling reality show coming to WGN America. I don't know if you heard about this.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
Sheik finally got his own show?
No.
Ooh, JT Star finally got his going?
No.
Damn.
Okay. Letfield Pictures, who has done shows like Pawn Stars, Counting Cards, and American Restoration, presents Wrestling with Death. Check this out. A unique family docuseries that introduces the Lathams of Osceola, Arkansas. Morticians by day, who run the Wilson Funeral Home, and professional wrestlers by night who run the Mid-Southern Championship Wrestling League. It's executive produced by Brent Montgomery, David George, and it's going to be 12 weekly back-to-back half-hour episodes to premiere January 13th of next year. On WGN.
Somebody is going to declare gimmick infringement.
Who in the hell do you think you are?
Very good. Yes.
That's the first thing I thought of. And his manager. God mm-hmm. love him.
God's got him.
Yeah. Yep. So, what else have we got? Oh. Since Wyatt's on his own, Rowan
is the new Gene Stiske.
Is the new Michael Tarver just randomly showing up places and scaring the living bejesus out of people? Poor Renee. Harper, they haven't decided, but don't watch his vignette too late at night. You will not sleep.
That was freaky. That was some effed up shit. I'm sorry. That was some seriously effed up shit.
It was. I did a double take and I made the mistake of rewinding my DVR and I'm like,
Yeah, and that promo, the eyes definitely have it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Okay, I heard a face palm, but it needs something else. Here you go, Chris.
Thank you. But, yeah, and the kind of the interesting thing I saw, and this might not lead to anything, just like when we're doing the Taz vignettes back in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
But they aired it right before Dolph Ziggler's match with Kane on SmackDown. So, could Harper be trying to go for that?
That, and if you really want to, get meta, once, you know, Ambrose deals with Wyatt, he might have to deal with Rowan, since Rowan was observing and actually put his hands on Renee.
Mm.
And Renee and Dean are a thing off camera. They want to bring that on camera.
Renee's dating Dean for real?
That's my understanding.
Happy Scary Dean's a lucky bastard. Anyway.
Yeah.
They don't call him the tea master for nothing.
That's right. And she...
Oh, yeah.
And she's got plenty of... Anyway, brains. Yes.
She's got plenty of mastery.
Yes.
She has a lot of talent.
Yes, thank you. She really does, though.
That's the truth, yeah.
So, yeah, while you guys are standing here...
Oh, suck it, duck it, quack, quack! Did it just get a
little... Pardon me while I...
What the hell is a shucky, ducky, quack, quack?
Shucky, ducky, quack, quack, quack! Worldwide right now.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, my goodness.
That's awesome. God, that's great.
So, one other thing that they aired that was not on the daily, not on your custom feed, Chris, but it played on Raw, so you probably saw this.
Oh, yeah.
They're repackaging Xavier Woods again.
Xavier the Cat Woods.
Great. Now someone's going to call his mama.
Yeah. And ask him why the hell he stayed in college for a PhD if he's going to play this James Brown ripoff.
Wasn't this supposed to be something with like Xavier Woods and Kofi and who was it, Langston or something? They were going to like form some sort of new nation of domination or something. They put that in the kibosh.
I'm sure somebody complained. I'm almost positive somebody complained. Oh, that's too big of a stereotype. Okay, so let's do Xavier Woods in this stereotype.
Although, now I think about it, Xavier Woods having this sort of a James Brownish kind of thing.
Yeah.
Hoo-ha!
Goes for an exhibition against Rusev.
Living in America.
Yes.
Now we just I think I know where you're going with this.
Now we just need some Italian to come out with Xavier at ringside, not throwing a towel when he's getting beaten too badly.
Santino's retired!
Aw.
And he's going to be too busy filming a Christmas movie.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
is
God.
Is he really?
He is cast in Jingle All the Way 2, which means he's got to do something to beat up Larry the Cable Guy.
Get her done.
Please. Please.
Cobra him repeatedly, Santino.
Because I'm sure he's a great guy, but there's only so far you can go with redneck humor.
Plus, it might keep Cars 3 from being made.
No, too late for that. 2017, I think.
Cars 4.
No, that's Toy Story 4.
Oh, I keep... yeah.
No, oh shoot! I'll get back to you guys. Hang on.
Uh oh.
Blue.
Give Ethan room. He's interneting. Google it, Mago.
Coming out in the where? It's to be determined. But it is in the works.
Cars 3 or Toy Story 4?
Both.
Ugh. Actually, Toy Story 4 won't be that bad because we get to see all our favorite toys with the new owner.
That's right. Yep.
Which we have seen in some of the little specials that they air now with the movies, and they had a Halloween one and a Christmas one's coming up.
So I think I've got everything, and before we go too much further off the rails. Oh. Even though we are probably at the end of our contract to do mandatory announcements regarding TNA. Yeah, I am going to bring this up. Let me see if I saved it. Mikey told me something last night that I thought was hilarious, and if he doesn't have it, I think I remember it. As we all know, Mikey is my boy about watching the TNA Zombies, which is probably more entertaining to him than the wrestling sometimes.
Okay.
This is from... Oh, this is older stuff. Never mind. I don't have it. He was telling me that the Zombies were celebrating all of the hashtags that TNA was able to get trending as long as you had tailored trending for wrestling.
Tailored trending? What's that?
Specific interests, apparently. You can fine-tune your trends list or something.
Oh, dear God. Okay.
But TNA could not get a regional or national trend out of all the hashtags they were throwing around Wednesday night.
And I got one even better for you.
Okay.
Impact is not going to air the night before Thanksgiving.
That's deliberate.
Okay.
That's deliberate because they already know that Impact's ratings are going to go down. They really don't need that sort of an example.
Okay.
But as a desperate dig at the Fed, TNA just recently released a new t-shirt.
Oh?
All it says is, I'm with Spud. And it sells for the low, low price of
$9.99. Are you kidding or serious? That it's?
I'm serious. Dollars? I'm serious. Go pull up TNA Shop and go see it for yourself.
No. I know because that's part of a web series that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But seriously. Oh, and by the way, just to let you know, hey, Zombies, do you know how much you got last night, Wednesday night? 930,000 people.
And do I have it? Do I have it? Do I have it? Yes, here we go.
You haven't cracked a million in 3 out of the last 4 shows.
So, God help you guys when you get to your clip shows at the end of the year.
I wonder if kickboxing is outrating them.
I think Bellator probably is.
And reruns of Cops are beating them right now.
Bad boy!
Oh, and by the way, just to let you know, they and here's an interesting stat, and someone has actually did this. They moved to Wednesday on August 20th, right?
Okay.
Then that means that they have aired 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 times. Half of those times, they have not broken 1 million. The highest audience they have had is 1,110,000. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, that move to Wednesday. No good. No good.
Nope. Not working.
Nope.
I mean, the best success has been, what's their faces? Robbie E. and Brooke. They're still in the Amazing Race as we speak.
And that's even getting better ratings.
Actually, that's doing quite well.
I'm saying. It's doing better ratings than TNA.
Duh. Yeah.
I understand that this is a formality.
Well, don't forget their first challenge was a slowly sinking boat.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, that's pathetic.
Wherever you are.
Where's the damn gong? Where's my gong at?
Oh, no, Jim. No. Oh, why you gotta gong him? Ah, why?
Well, Chucky, baby. It was Chris Waters, and he was singing to a pony. That's why.
I was not singing to a pony. I was singing a song from the Titanic movie.
No, you were singing to a pony is what I said.
No, I was actually singing to a picture of Molly Holly from 2000, but...
Dad. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Pony.
Dad pony.
But yeah, TNA, not good. Not good. So.
Not good at all.
So, I wonder if Lucha Underground is outranking them now, too.
I don't know. I watched what I needed to see.
Yeah, you did. All eight of them.
Yes.
Oh, for the love of... Yeah.
One, two, three, four. Guess who's on my desktop? Anyway,
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Crush Hour, where we look at each other's crushes.
Lord knows what would have happened if Jomo was around on Sesame Street back when little Nikki was growing up. She would have learned how to count much quicker than she does now.
My math skills are just fine. It's my accounting skills that get called into question.
Rightly so.
Let's... What am I going to do to you? What am I going to do to you? What am I going to do to you?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Send him to the finisher's ring from the most recent Slam Cities.
No. I will be the better person about this.
Some of us do have standards.
No, you won't. You just... Show for little girls. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I'm, you know, like I said, 5'6" in the right shoes.
Moving on.
Actually, let's go ahead and wrap up the one episode before 350.
Tree fitty.
This is about tree fitty.
Damn it, monster!
I'm back in high school all over the again. Anytime something at lunch was $3.50, you bet $3.50.
It was about that time that I...
The Loch Ness Monster. Yes.
So...
Booker T comes in as the line. Oh my goodness, the Hungry Man Monster. Oh my goodness.
No! Tell me you didn't just say that.
Oh, I did. By the way, if they ever do get a partnership with Hungry Man again, it would only make sense for Ryback and Booker T to do the commercial.
I want them fighting over the food. I want them destroying a grocery store over the food.
And then for no reason, Richard Kind, the encore guy, comes in and gets body slammed through the table.
Well, if they do a fight over the food in the supermarket, it would just have Austin walk by and say, huh, that's interesting.
Or have Austin walk by and just pick it up and walk away with it while they're still fighting.
Maybe an uh-uh in there or something.
Yeah.
Jackass aisle 12.
You can't. I don't know. Can you say jackass on a broadcast TV now?
It's 2014. I'd allow it.
You could. I've seen jackass being said on the episode of Peabody and Sherman back in the 50s when it was on reruns. So
oh,
I'm sure.
Sweetness.
No, I'm just saying. I worry for the sensitive ears of the current generation. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Keep dreaming, and you believe the children are our future as well, don't you?
So.
This is why kids need something like that, and they need something like those Wilkins coffee commercials I showed you, Nikki.
Oh, my God.
What?
I'll show you after the show, yeah. But look up the Wilkins coffee commercials that Jim Henson worked on from the late 50s, early 60s. This was pre-Muppets stuff.
Mm-hmm. So... Not so disastrous. Our next show, we will be celebrating 350 episodes of the North American Wrestling Connection. And I am in rushed talks to try to get some guests to come by.
You are efforting.
My efforting so far has yielded a couple of faces that will be showing up. I will be bringing a panelist back.
Oh.
That we have not had on in a few years. Andy Storm.
he finally raised Trish back from the dead after that Roman Reigns mentioned that back.
I think that's why Trista doesn't talk to me anymore. But Andy Storm, who was part of the early NAWC, is coming back. I have gotten my hands on B. Tucker Torch.
Hello, very nice.
Wrestling superfan and Torch panelist Benjamin Tucker will be joining us. At least he better be. I'm going to all bug him about it. And hopefully a handful of other faces and surprises to probably take the show way, way into the following morning. But, hell, it's our 350th episode. We're going to do this right. Mm-hmm. So, Jim, promote something.
Sure. Touch 'em all. The season is over. The champions have been crowned. And now we all hop aboard the manager carousel, the coach's carousel. We have a new manager in Arizona, a new manager in Texas. Oh, and we'll mention this on our first Hot Stove show coming up in a couple of weeks. Chicago, that toddling town. CM Punk has to be happy that the evil genius himself, Joe Madden, is now managing the Chicago Cubs. And I swear, you couldn't have had a more unique press conference if you tried. He looked like Harry Carey did Joe Madden when he went up.
Oh, dear.
I mean, the white hair was all over the place. I had the big Coke bottle glasses. Cubs win! It was a thing of beauty. But we'll talk about all of those things. We'll recap the World Series. And so much more. You can listen to it now. Touch 'em all on CLW83.com. We also did the BS Big Show, talking professional football and such, making some predictions, going over the Fantasy Football League, and giving our mid-season awards out to the best and the worst in the National Football League. Look for that on the website as well.
Jason, I think it's your turn.
Yeah, it is. This week, we just recorded WLTI Live yesterday. It's on the FTP. We also are going to record two episodes of Pixel Nation this weekend, hopefully. One which does our regular news. And the other one, which I think is going to be a fun issue, Xbox One versus PS4 a year later. We are coming up on the one-year anniversary of the Gen 8 consoles. You know, who's doing better? What are the best games for each console? What are we looking forward to? You know, things like that. It's going to be a fun show. We're also going to do a Black Friday special right around Thanksgiving or so. Red State, Blue State did an election special on Tuesday night. Ethan, you were involved with that. Jim was. That was a lot of fun. And we actually have to do some post-election analysis this weekend because you were on the money about something.
Oh.
You saying that the election turnout was going to be low, and it was
very low.
40% of the electorate actually should
have. I have a little more accurate number than that from the United States Elections Project in University of Florida. 36.6.
Wow!
Also, so, we going to war
later, and hopefully we'll get some more accurate figures.
Yeah, and we'll talk about a more bunch of stuff there.
We going to war!
Yeah, we are.
Why? So if you want to talk about something else that's scripted, head on over to Red State, Blue State.
What are we talking about going to war? I hadn't heard about
this. Isn't El Jefe sending 1,500 soldiers to Iraq again?
Really?
It was 1,500 soldiers. I don't know if it was to Iraq, but it was somewhere overseas.
Let me take a look while we're at it here.
But anyway, yes.
But we'll be talking more about that. And of course, you can listen to all our shows on Player.fm, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn, where you can find it at the Google Play Store or, of course, at your Apple iTunes Store. So check it out. Yes, it is 1,500 troops to Iraq. Yes.
Yeah. Fantastico.
Fantastico. So, yeah, go over to Chris.
Chris, I know you have at least one thing to promote.
Yeah, my website I'm going to keep on hiatus until the beginning of 2015, and then I'll get back onto that. But Nikki and I have been doing a paper review, which is posted on tindeck.com/CMWaters. Let me make sure I got that right. But basically, it's our commentary tracks to wrestling pay-per-views. By the time this show goes up, we will be having caught up to Starrcade 1986, where Nikki watches Jim Cornette kill his leg.
Having heard the story from him in person, and then finally seeing it, just the trepidation on his face. Yeah. Through the whole match, not even before he even attempted to climb that thing, there was to NWA, he did not need to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but yeah, it's a tindeck.com/users/CMWaters where it is. So we will be, and we'll be getting as soon as we can align our schedules properly. Couple more Saturday night's main events, and very soon we'll have WrestleMania 3 up, maybe even in time for the 350th show.
Don't get your hopes up too high there, Chris, but I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, well, I'm off Thursday night, and you don't have anything Friday morning, so you never know.
We'll see.
Yeah, that's why I said maybe.
So, I don't have to promote anything because I already did. I already promoted our 350th show. You're welcome, Carl. Because this is a show that started with two guys on the couch. So what happened? Seriously. This has been an awesome ride. And next week we're going to celebrate it. We're going to have way too much fun. We're going to get into way too much trouble. We're going to go way too long. Carl's going to get upset if he doesn't fall asleep first. But do definitely come look for us. Go through the list that Jason gave you. You may also take a peek at the Freakin' Awesome Network, where our podcast is also displayed with many other fine shows, blogs, comics, and a pretty kick-ass message board. Mm-hmm. So, for Jim Williams, for Jason Block, for the late arrival Ethan Muslin, for Chris Waters, my name is Nikki Heyman. That's 349 of these things in the tin. See you next week for our celebration.